Blog Talk Radio.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Until now.
You feel that?
Welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we have got a lot to get through today, and I never shut up. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we've got to lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. Let's go. All right, we are officially underway. Bosun Mate Ship Colors. We are heading directly to sea, into the deep, into the abyss. Senator Cruz calls Attorney General to investigate the IRS abuse of power. I was going to play a couple of clips, but, you know, I mean, would you get the answers from this? Well, I guess he's got the title Attorney General. He doesn't act like an Attorney General, so we can't call him Attorney General, just like we can't call the President, or the King, I should say. Self-appointed king. We can't call him king, or he's, well, we can call him king. He's acting like a king, but we're going to call him president pro tempore, which means he is just temporarily there until we can figure out what the hell to do with him. Personally, with all of the violations that this man has committed, this entire administration, a lot of Congress, just the violations in the preamble of this Constitution is enough for, well, to impeach a lot of people. But we have to at least impeach the president to put an end to it. He's the top dog. He's the commander-in-chief. The buck stops with him. If he is a CEO of a company, yeah, and things are going on like this, allowing four American brothers to just be casually murdered, you know, what difference does it make? Well, it doesn't matter, you know, why they were killed. They were killed. Hey, what difference does it make? You know, we found the, you know, the culprit, you know, the perpetrator, the filmmaker. He's in jail. Why can't you people just be happy? I mean, look, it was a dangerous place. They knew it. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. You know, just let it go. You know, nothing, you know, stop all this right-wing conspiracy. Don't you know that I got to run for president in 2016? I don't have time for this. I wasn't in charge. Don't blame me. I didn't even know. Nobody knows nothing. So we're not going to call Mr. Holder Attorney General. This is another guy that, I mean, if you want to talk about impeachment, I mean, just at the beginning of the administration, what he did in Fast and Furious, my God. Why, how is that not even, first of all, how is that not criminal? Doesn't that break all of the laws in the United States? I mean, I can't just walk up and have these guns, no questions asked. You know, I guess they paid whatever they paid, you know, the gun shop guy, but no questions asked and just to take all these guns. I couldn't get that done. I couldn't walk up to these gun shops and do it. And if I did, well, I would get arrested. The gun shop owner would get arrested. All these people would get arrested. So they give these guns to Mexican drug cartels. I mean, these are some really, really, really bad people. They kill people. They don't care. They kill women, children. It doesn't matter. If you're in their way, well, they get you out of their way. So we allow these guns to go into their hands. Why Mexico didn't throw a bigger fit than what they did, I don't know. Unless maybe the Mexican president at the time was, well, maybe he benefited as well. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'm not surprised at anything. Corruption is just too vast on planet Earth, period. But we can control a lot of this in our own country, and that's our job. We have to do this. These people are failing us. They're not working for us. They're working against us. So we have to start handing out some pink slips. Look, personally, you know, I mean, hey, John Boehner, all these guys, McConnell, yeah, they're nice guys. Hey, you know. Hang out on the golf course with them, the country clubs, all the social gatherings. Oh, he's a real swell fella. McCain, all of them. Yeah, great. But, you know, when it comes to doing their job, no, I'm sorry. There's no friends in politics. There's no friends in leadership. It's about a job, about a duty, about a responsibility. So if they're not holding up to their duty, their job, their responsibility, well, then we have to get rid of them and put somebody in there that will. And if they don't, well, we get rid of them. We got to start holding these people's feet to the fire. And the first thing we need to do is we need to hold our media. We need to hold their feet to the goddamn fire as well. I mean, it's bad enough the administration doesn't give us any information, even though they're the most transparent administration in American political history. Huh? Even the New York Times has said you're the most secretive. What were the head editor there, whatever they call them? Those editors. It amazes me how these people are called editors. How do you allow this garbage in your stupid newspaper? I don't know. Whatever. Freedom of the press. I believe in freedom of the press. I believe in all that. But what I don't like is people don't hold the media's feet to the fire. And what I mean by that is demanding that they tell us the truth. When they give us a pile of crap, and we know it's a pile of crap, we still believe it. That never made any sense to me. I don't believe anything I read in the goddamn newspapers. You know, I'll take it as a grain of salt, you know, and I'll put it in the, you know, put it in the bank, put it in the vault. But I won't, you know, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be locked up. It's not going to be in the forefront. It's not going to be out in the open. I'll have it there, and, you know, in reserve in case I need it. But, I mean, most of this crap that you get, I mean, the evening news, my God, why do they even bother? You have more goddamn drug commercials than you have actual news. Is there anybody else that watches the evening news that isn't over 100 and needs all these goddamn pills and that cause all these nausea, this, and headaches, and arthritis, rheumatism, causes vomiting, diarrhea? Yeah, who wants to walk around puking and crapping on their pants all day? Blistering headaches. I mean, can you find a pill that doesn't do that stuff? First of all, can you find some other people that can advertise for the evening news? That tells you something right there. These advertisers, they don't want to be a part of the evening news. Now, I don't blame them. So they get these drug commercials. That's all you see on all the networks. And all the networks, they got the same stuff. They're talking about the same junk. It's like they all get together. Hey, what are you talking about tonight there, Rob? I can't remember their names. What the hell's his name? I don't know. Oh, Brian Williams. That's it. And old Scott Pelley. And who's the other one? Over there? Oh, that Diane Sawyer. Oh, my God. She is horrible. I can't watch her newscast. I never could. I never could watch her. She's so phony. Brian Williams is just full of it. I don't believe a damn thing comes out of that guy's mouth. Nothing. He's just a little, he's like a kiss ass. He's like a little brown noser. I hear he's funny. I guess he is a funny guy. You know, getting away from news, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's a swell fella. I'm sure he is. And if I met him, I'd probably get along with him. But when it comes to giving the news, no. And if he's the so-called editor, why didn't he talk about certain things? Like, well, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, you know, why didn't he talk about these things? They're not going to. During the campaign, I mean, what the hell was his name? Oh, Charlie, whatever the hell his name was. I can't remember. To me, they're all the same. They all say the same thing. They're goddamn puppets, man. They're just reading the teleprompters. Everybody's got to read a teleprompter. Nobody can speak from the heart anymore. They got to read from cue cards. And like when people give speeches and stuff, I can't stand that. You're giving a speech about something that's supposed to be heartfelt. Why do you need to have it on a piece of paper? Either you know it or you don't know it. If you don't know how you feel, what the hell are you doing up there? Get the hell out of there. You want to give a speech from the heart? Well, give a speech from the heart. You want to make sure you want to talk about certain topics? Okay, just put, you know, a couple word topics down. Whatever. Make sure you go through them all. But you don't need to read a script. That's not, don't talk at me. Talk to me. Just once. Just once. I wish these people, these talking heads, these pundits, to me. Want to give me the news? Okay, give me the news. Don't give me your goddamn opinion. Not interested. I'll make my own opinion. And how can you have an opinion on facts? How can you have an opinion on whether liquid water is wet? Well, I don't know. I think if you flip it upside down, I think it could be dry. Well, shut up. Getting back to Senator Ted Cruz, the Republican from Texas, called for the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS's illegal targeting of conservative groups. It's okay to do that. They're conservatives. Come on, they're haters. They deserve it. They shouldn't have the right to voice their political view on the American public. Don't these people know that that's our job? We're the Democrats. We believe in peace and love. This is our job. This is the king. He's now in charge. wonder what's going to happen if this guy tries to get a third term. You think that's going to happen? Well, if the Democrats take over the House and the Senate, you know something like that would happen. But I don't think that's going to happen. I still got faith in America. You have to. You have to have a little bit of faith in your country. You need a little positive energy. Well, I do. I'm pissed off at a lot of things that are happening, but I still got faith in this country. We just need to do it. And we can do it. All we need to do is, well, do it. I know it's easier said than done, but if you just do it, like when you have a task or you have something you got to do, like me, I hate cleaning the goddamn toilet. I hate doing dishes, but I can't have the dishes all piled up forever. I used to be that way, but I can't do it anymore. It drives me nuts. So you got to clean the damn things. So the only way to do it is just, I found, and I you got to procrastinate with that kind of crap. I'm not very good with the house. I need a maid. You go ahead, you do it. I know, but it sucks. You shouldn't have, slaves, I guess, even though you're paying them and you're nice to them. But I just hate to do that stuff. But if somebody likes to do it, they want to get paid, and I got the money to pay them, yeah, damn, Skippy, come on in. I'll take two or three of you. Yeah, no, go ahead. Oh, knock yourself out, ladies. But the only way to get it done, because you have to get it done and you don't have a maid. So the only one that can do it is you, and that's your job. This is your domain, your place, your this, your that. Well, just like their job. They got to do it. Sucks, but you got to do it. So what do? Well, you finally build up enough goddamn courage, and you just start it, and you just do it. And you know what happens? It's over in no time. And you got a nice, sparkling, clean kitchen. Well, that's what we need to do when we get to the voting booth, man. We need a sparkling, clean kitchen. So we go in there and we vote out the dirt. We vote out the trash. We vote out the dust. We vote out the stains. We vote out the kitty litter. We vote it all out. And we put in the clean, fresh, bright, shiny, new kitchen, new house. All they got to do is simply follow one document. And that is the Constitution. You follow that, you got no troubles. And you know what? It's easy. Because you just go down the list. Oh, am I breaking any laws here? Let me see. Let me read it. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I'm a scholar. Professor. He's not a professor. This guy was not a professor. Let's start getting things clear here. He was a guest speaker that I've heard. All the stories I've heard and read is he rarely showed up. Let's go down the list here and see if we violated anything. Let's see, more perfect union. Oh, yeah, that's all good. Oh, yeah, we good people. Oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah. Established justice, really. Yeah. Let me see what happened there in Fast and Furious and the IRS and Benghazi and, Obamacare. Is that establishing? Yeah, we haven't violated any justice there. Not Benghazi. Fast and Furious? IRS? No. See, we promoted them, so they're now boss. That's not violating. Yeah, that's establishing justice, sure. Ensure domestic tranquility. Yeah, let's take a look at Chicago. Yeah, I organized that community. Yeah, no, we got no problem there. Provide the common defense. Let me see. All those illegal aliens crossing the border from the Mexican drug cartels that we allowed to buy a whole bunch of guns that were untraceable? And then we're taking those children they're smuggling over the border. We hand-deliver them to their illegal alien parents? Yeah, that's providing the common defense. Sure, anybody can walk over the border because our border patrol, well, they're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to stop anybody from crossing the border. That's providing the common defense, especially, since there's a whole bunch of, radical people out there in the world that want to kill Americans. Yeah, that's providing the common defense and promote the general welfare. Yeah, let's see. We've eliminated the oil industry and the coal industry. Pretty soon we're not going to have any electricity. We've got rid of the light bulb. We now have to have, well, mercury-laden baby-killing light bulbs. That's the law. In the name of a cleaner environment. Yeah, yeah. We've taken away, obviously, how many jobs have we taken away now because of my so-called health care law? Yeah, people lost their hours, and they lost their doctors, and their plans, and their health care, and yeah, sure, no, we haven't violated anything there. We've promoted the general welfare. Secure the blessings and liberty to ourselves and posterity. Sure, yeah, all those people that we took, you know, out of the middle class and the upper class and brought them down to poverty, sure, that's, yeah, we're giving them the blessings and liberty. We let them go as far as we want them to go. See, now we can give them what we want to give them, just enough so they can survive and always vote for us because the other side hates them and we're for them. So we keep making more of them. Sure, that's providing blessings, liberty to ourselves and posterity because all those children are born into poverty. They don't know anything else. Yeah, this is, Joe, there's no problem here, no. Ah, what's all this impeachment talk? Come on. You're just a radical. You're just a hater, man. You're a racist. It's because he's black. You're a hater. You're a racist. Yeah. Damn, that's some good grog this morning. My throat is still a mess, and I've got to go on next Tuesday. I hope we win, man. It's a lot of fun. So anyway, let's get back to where the hell we started. Jesus Christmas. In a letter to, well, we're not going to call him Attorney General. In a letter to Mr. Holder, Senator Cruz criticized the administration for failing to maintain its commitment to investigate and hold accountable those responsible for the targeting, for the appointing a partisan, they go again with that damn word, Democrat donor. Of course, they're not going to get a Republican in there. Why does it have to be? See, this is the problem with goddamn parties. You got somebody, I mean, everybody's in cahoots with everybody, and they're investigating each other. We need to get attorneys and people in government that aren't beholden to a certain party. How can you do that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there is a way or not. But maybe if we had something like, say, in the private sector, since our government is, you know, for us, we are in charge of our government, right? I mean, we have to be. This document's for everybody, and it lays out how the government is to be operated. Well, if you look at it, I mean, this, and then when you add the Bill of Rights and the rest of the amendments and everything, this is our protection from the government. This lays out the rules, the guidelines. When you play a sport, well, they have rules. They have a rule book, and everybody's got to know the rules. And if you violate the rules, well, you get a penalty. Well, if you violate certain rules, well, you get impeached. You get fired. You lose your team. Whatever. So why can't the citizens have a independent? I know that's going to be just as corrupt. I don't know. I don't know if there is an answer or not. But this is where we have to have, this is where Congress has to come into play here. This is Congress's job. Why they're not doing it, I don't know. Mr. Boehner, you're the Speaker of the House. This is your job. I mean, my God, all the violations that this administration has committed just in the preamble alone. Forget about Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, blah, 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 all this other stuff. I mean, that's all part of it. Forget about the body of the Constitution, these executive orders and all this. Just in the preamble. We haven't even got to the Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights. Just what this man has done just in the preamble. He's violated everything. He's just in the preamble alone, he has violated this entire document. He's violated his legislative branch. He's violated the executive branch. He's violated his supreme judicial branch. Good God, can you speak today? What's in this grog? Jesus God. Just in the preamble alone, he has violated the entire document. Because that's what the preamble is. That's what it's all about. That's the purpose of this document, is to provide this stuff to the American people. Which is basically, stay the hell out of the way. Do your goddamn job. Protect the border. Stop Mexican drug cartels from smuggling children across the border. Don't give me this crap. Oh, they're all good people. They're going to their parents. Yeah, don't give me this crap. You know damn good and well they're smuggling in children for prostitution. Don't give me this crap. That's what these people do. They see an opportunity. Oh, yeah, the Border Patrol won't stop me. Okay, let's go smuggle in some children. Criminals love opportunities. That's what makes them, well, successful. They see an opportunity. Well, they seize upon that opportunity. And when the government is providing that opportunity, how is that providing the common defense? How is that not criminal? I'm sorry, how is that not treason? If you allow the enemy to attack, or you allow the enemy to continue their attack, which crossing the border, you know, really, really bad people, enemy people, crossing the border is allowing them. You're facilitating. You're opening the door. Matter of fact, you're taking the goddamn door off. Just come on in. You're a veteran and you stormed the beaches of Normandy. God damn it, you stay out. All right, guards, put up some concrete barriers here so they can't see the door. What are you kidding me? Where the hell is this country at? My God. Freaking wrong, man. I mean, there's too many things that are going wrong. Okay, fine. There's always going to be something going wrong. I don't care who's in office. I don't care what this is, whatever. But this is just far too many things, man. And there's stuff behind the scenes that nobody talks about. You hear the media talk about Agenda 21? You ever heard the media talk about it? Oh no, they're not going to cover that. They don't want you to know the master plan. And that stuff is real. That's not, I'm sorry, but it is real. That stupid UN, and there's a lot of countries that have signed on to this. Why the United States did, I don't know. Mr. George Bush Sr., why did you do that? I don't understand. You should have rejected that right away. Maybe he did it for he was trying to get votes or something in the next election. I don't know. Either way, it was wrong. Anyway, I'm on the second paragraph here now. Jesus Christ, how long did it take me? Well, half hour. That's not too bad. All right, let's see if we can get through this because there's a lot of stuff to talk about today. In a letter to Mr. Holder, Senator Cruz criticized the administration for failing to maintain its commitment to investigate and hold accountable those responsible for the targeting for appointing a partisan Democrat donor to lead DOJ's probe into the IRS, and for bypassing Congress to implement new IRS rules that would stifle free speech among nonprofit organizations. There's also something else that I'm going to hopefully be able to get to today of the DOJ's laying out the rules on how with the media. We'll find out what that's all about. I'm sure it's probably not very good. 253 days have passed. This is in quotations. This is Mr. Cruz talking. So he actually said this. 253 days have passed since both of you and President Obama professed outrage at the IRS's wrongful conduct. To date, no one has been indicted. And it has been reported that the FBI plans not to file any criminal charges. Of course, they're all working together. They've all been paid off with your money, the taxpayer dollars. They have been paid off, I'm sure, quite handsomely. This is a sad state of affairs, Mr. Cruz continues. The widespread perception of partisan bias, of manifest conflict of interest, you think? Besmirches the reputation of the Department of Justice. Well, that was besmirched, since, what was it, January 20th? 2009? And it undermines confidence in rule of law. Well, Mr. Cruz, law now is whatever the king tells you the law is. Whatever Democrats are in charge of whatever, that's the law. The EPA can just make law whenever they want to. They're not recommendations, they're law. Well, if you can't burn coal clean, well, they're just going to shut you down. Really? What are you going to run your Prius on? Well, I'm the government. I can get anything I want. Mr. Cruz goes on. I ask you personally to demonstrate the independence that so many of your predecessors, God damn it, you need glasses, you idiot. I refuse to go. I was talking to my mother yesterday, too. I was at the train station, can't read the damn signs, I have no idea. Good God, I know I'm going to get on a train, I'm going to wind up, and God knows where I'm going to wind up. Jesus Christ, wind up in Pennsylvania somewhere, going, what the hell? This ain't Deer Park. Oh, for God's sakes. I just don't want to wear glasses, screw it. All right, anyway. I ask you personally to demonstrate the independence that so many of your predecessors have demonstrated and act to preserve the integrity of the Department of Justice and immediately appoint a special prosecutor with meaningful independence to investigate the IRS's illegal targeting of conservative groups. Yes, we need a whole bunch of independent investigations. Maybe if Congress would start doing something. Congress, it's your job, man. That's your job. Impeachment hearings haven't been processed yet, Mr. Boehner. It starts with you. As far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But I do believe it starts in the House. And it should start in the House. Mr. Boehner, I mean, how many more violations does this administration have to commit? How many more people have to lose their jobs? How many more people have to lose their hours, lose their health care altogether? How many more people have to lose their lives, literally? Their livelihoods, literally. Their way of life, literally. We have got to turn the ship around, Mr. Boehner, and it starts with you, kid. Sorry, but you're going to have to, put your cigarette out, get out of the tanning booth, wipe your tears, and start doing some stuff. Look, we can't afford this anymore. This is serious stuff. And now we're going to have to continue to go with these government-built ghettos? Because we can't go out of them? Because that's for the animals? I mean, this is some sick, twisted crap. And this is not in the planning phases. This is in the execution phase now. They're being built. This is real. I got one being built just a couple of towns over. Islip. You don't believe me? Go there. They're not telling you about it. Of course they're not telling you about it. They don't want you to know. They only want certain in crowd to know. And a lot of people think, well, that's not going to happen to me. Yeah? How about that baby-killing light bulb you just dropped in your kitchen with your baby on the counter? Yeah? Well, now you better get that little baby out of there. That's right. Yeah, that's got mercury in it. Oh, don't sweep it up. Now you just, you know, created more mercuries flying through the air, so now you're going to get sick. Baby's going to die. You might die. All in the name of a cleaner environment. And you're going to tell me that makes sense. Why Congress would allow that to happen is absolutely mind-boggling. Were they all paid off too? They had to have been. Nobody would have signed on to that. And who signed on to that? Anybody who signed on to that, I'm going to look for that. That was done, I think, in 2007 or 2008. Why that was allowed to happen, I don't know. I don't know why George Bush signed that. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. That needs to be repealed. But I think it's the EPA that actually did it. I need to look that up. I'm not really sure. I just know for a fact that they were talking about it in Congress. And I'm sure they did have a vote on it. Why it was allowed to go through, however it got through, to me, it's not the point. The point is that it went through. Point is it's mandatory. I know they're trying to stop it, but why was it allowed to go through to begin with? That's the problem. Yeah, we've got a lot of things to get rid of, a lot of executive orders to wipe away, a lot of them. But why are these things allowed to go through? That's the bigger problem. Yes, the problem is the problem, but the biggest problem is it's allowed to go through. It's allowed to be implemented. Obamacare should have never been implemented. Look at this. It's not implemented. It's not even built yet. Everything does have to go through this website. Doesn't matter if you fill it out on paper or not. It still has to go through the website. Even if it goes through your stupid little state exchange website, it still must then go through the federal website. Why that was allowed to go through, I don't know. No, because nobody read it. I believe, and I was thinking about this last night, I was thinking, you know what? Maybe there needs to be something, and, you know, there's a lot of amendments as far as I'm concerned. I can write a lot of amendments, but at the end of the bill, when the president signs it, and when the voters vote for it, I believe they must formally sign, along with the president, they don't have to sign on the bill, but they have to sign on the side that they have read and fully understand the bill that they are voting for. They must at least sign that for every bill. Sign something. And when the president signs it into law, it must say on there, I have fully read and fully understand this goddamn thing, so I'm signing my frickin' name to it, and I defend it. You have to, I mean, I'm not going to, you don't use those words, but what it says is I have fully read it and understood it, which means there's no excuse why I didn't know that it was in the bill. We can't have that anymore. Not only that, if they have to sign that, their name to it, they'll think twice, first of all, about writing a 90-million-page goddamn bill that it's impossible to read. And if you do, it's impossible to understand. Not only that, a lot of bills would not be signed. We would not get mercury-laden baby-killing light bulbs. We would not allow Agenda 21 in Common Core. We would have never allowed Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus packages, you name it. Mexican drug cartel smuggling in children. And then our Homeland Security is escorting these children to their illegal alien parents. But if you go to the Super Bowl, we're going to x-ray your shoes, everything, every bottle of water, every piece of paper, every hat, every coat, every glove. And you're going to have to go through two checkpoints, two security checkpoints. And we're going to have aircraft, NASA, all these military aircraft, all the federal aircraft, drones, fighter jets, satellites, all around the Super Bowl. Federal agents, up and down, all over in full body armor, machine guns, riot gear. Just to make sure it's secure.
Yeah.
Okay. We can secure the Super Bowl, but we can't secure the border. Why all the security at the Super Bowl? I don't understand. To me, I still can't help but think that this is a warm-up. This is a test. This is a test run. This is a practice run. These federal agents may not know it, but I think the reason for it is for that. Why they need that much security at the Super Bowl is overkill. It's ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. There's no call for it. It's insecure. It's not going to be secure. I wouldn't feel secure with all that security. If they got to go through all that to get into the goddamn game, I'm not going to feel secure there. I'm going to watch it at home. And that's what a lot of people are doing. That's why they're having trouble selling tickets. People aren't buying the tickets. Look, they got to go through all that to watch a goddamn football game. They're not going to feel secure. Too much security is, well, it makes people feel insecure. Hello? I mean, these people have to be told this stuff? I mean, my God. Jesus Christ. All right, his letter to Attorney General Holder follows up on his first question. Will the president support the appointment of a special prosecutor to fully investigate the IRS's illegal targeting of conservatives? The president should be eager to prove he has clean hands on this issue. He professed to be angry and outraged by the IRS's abuse. Will he pledge to stop new IRS rules that restrict the free speech of nonprofit groups? Immediately following the IRS's admission to targeting conservative groups, President pro tempore Barry Sotoro pledged to work hand in hand, and that's in quotations, that's what he really said, with Congress to learn the truth, and ordered the Department of Justice to conduct a criminal investigation. Since then, the administration has stonewalled any meaningful investigation. No one has been indicted, and it has been reported that the FBI does not plan to file criminal charges. Even a top IRS official implicated in the targeting has been able to avoid testifying before Congress. Temporarily received paid leave. And eventually quietly retired. Just gone away. Ooh, look at that. Mm. As questions continue to go unanswered regarding who should be held responsible, the IRS has moved forward with pushing new agency rules governing nonprofit organizations that would effectively legalize future scrutiny of conservative groups by forcing them to disclose their donors if they wish to engage in voter education. Why is it that Republicans have to disclose their donors, but the president certainly didn't, especially in 2008 when he first ran? All those people gave him $5 apiece. Well, see, we don't have to do it that way because it's under a certain amount. So they can get people that can give $5 all day long. You knew they had people on a computer over there just typing in $5 donation, taking a credit card, you know, from somebody that's going to give like thousands. $5, $5, $5, $5, $5. It's a single $5, single $5, single $10, whatever it is. Whatever the amount was, I think it's anything over $50 or whatever the stupid number is. I don't know. Don't tell me for 1 second they didn't do that. Please. This is the kind of stuff that, why write a law where you leave a big giant loophole for people to just dive right into? Well, they do it on purpose. Well, then what the hell's the point of the law? That doesn't even make any sense. Look, a law is going to be a law. It's got to be straightforward, and it's got to be for everybody, and it's got to be, you know, no, there shouldn't be any questions about it. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. I don't understand why law can't be specific. I think any law with all these loopholes, first of all, it's not a law. How can it be a law when you have all these giant loopholes? That's not a law. It just opens the door for corruption. Opens the door for deceit, theft. There is a history of attorneys general. I hate that, too. It's hard for me to say attorneys general. No, I say attorney generals. I don't really care what the stupid, I don't care what's in some book somewhere that says you have to say attorneys general. Well, if you don't, that would make you sound stupid. Well, no, it makes you look stupid because I don't like it. Look, the Democrats don't have to follow by the rules. Why should I? There was a history of attorney generals standing up to political pressure, even against the presidents who have appointed them. When President Nixon faced charges of abusing government power by partisan ends, Elliot Richardson appointed Archibald Cox as special prosecutor. Likewise, when President Clinton faced charges of ethical improprieties, staining blue dresses all across the fruited plains, Janet Reno appointed Robert Fisk as independent counsel. Sadly, the current Department of Justice has failed to live up to its storied history to pursue justice and to insulate the investigation from political pressure. Americans currently have no assurances that the rule of law will be followed, that those responsible will be held accountable, or that illegal targeting of conservative groups will cease. No, there's not going to be any of that. As long as Democrats have any kind of power whatsoever, they're going to use it. They are going to use that power to the nth degree and then some. And they are going to stretch it. Care. As long as you destroy your opponent, whatever that is supposed to mean, anybody who's on a different political party. Well, what happens if you've got one political party? Then what do you think is going to happen? Just think if you had one political party, what do you think you're going to get? I'm not going to give you the answer. You need to come up with that answer on your own. You imagine that. What do you think you're going to get? If you came up with something good, you didn't get the right answer. I'll give you that much. And now, Mr. Alder has got new media guidelines. These are coming out in a couple of weeks. New guidelines on how the Justice Department can monitor the media will be published in next coming weeks. Senator Chuck Schumer, you remember when they had, well, they're trying to clean up their act. I don't know what's going on here. I'm just speculating right now. So before we get to it, I'm going to make a prediction before I get to it. Just see if I'm right. But they're coming up with new ways to monitor the media because, see, they got caught monitoring, Rosen, Fox News. So now I guarantee you they're going to come up with a way where they can monitor the media without breaking the law and without getting caught. So anytime that you're breaking a law, all you have to do now is, well, change the law. So you change the law, you're not breaking it. You know, and if you can't target your opponents, well, then you just change the laws in the ways, well, where you can, where it's illegal, and just restrict them. But you restrict everybody. But there's certain groups that can fit through the guidelines because, well, they can lie and the IRS will allow it. Don't lie. Well, those who tell the truth get punished. So if you can't beat them by the rules, just change the rules. It's called governing. Don't you know the king's got a pen? And he's got a phone. I mean, don't you get him started on that phone now. You don't want him calling in that EPA commando goon squad. Oh, those boys mean business. And he'll call them, too. He's not afraid. He's not afraid to call in his goon squads. Hell no. He likes them. Is that what he means by his phone? I don't know. What does he mean by organized people? Who? Federal agents to go arrest people that what said something naughty about you over the airwaves? Huh? Go arrest any filmmakers that are making movies about Muhammad? Is that what you mean by your phone? What the hell does that mean? I got a phone. I can organize people. I can call people. Call who? Me personally, I think it's to call his goon squads. And now he's got Valerie Jarrett, by the way. I don't know if you heard about that. I got a story in here. She's out there calling the CEOs, putting pressure on them, telling them, well, basically, if you don't hire people, whether you need them or not, well, you know, you're going to have certain visits of certain agencies, you know, like the IRS and EPA, FBI. The SEC, they can bring on anybody they want. They have to hire these people, whether they need them or not, all to make the president's unemployment numbers look good, like they're creating jobs. How are you creating a job? That's not creating a job. People hire people because they need them. So if they are forced to hire people, all they're going to do is hire more, well, part-time, and take those full-time employees and move them part-time to make room for other part-time. So what are you doing? You're just making people work part-time. Everybody works 4 hours a day. Okay, that's fine, but unless you're getting paid like a couple hundred dollars an hour, it's not going to do you much good. Senator Chuck Schumer, which this guy, what a decrepit, he's just a creep. who has been an advocate. I need a shot of grog here. My throat is killing me. All right, where are we? Has been an advocate for media protections. Noted that it has been more than 6 months since a report was given to President Barack Obama with proposed changes to the department guidelines on criminal investigations that involve the news media. Holder said he had hoped to have the guidelines done by the hearing, but that there was a glitch towards the end. That word glitch now. That seems to be just the popular word. Well, whenever something goes wrong, it's a glitch. We lost four American brothers in Benghazi. Yeah, I know. See, there was a glitch in the security. Yeah, Fast and Furious. Yeah, we let all these guns go into the hands of Mexican drug cartels that love killing people. Yeah, well, see, there was a glitch in the system. And, well, we forgot to trace them. And, you know, it was a glitch. You know, it was a computer glitch. You know, the guy got the memo, and, well, it didn't have it in there because the computer forgot to write it in there. And, well, it just kind of happened, and there was a glitch. Yeah, but there was, you know, one of our border agents died. Yeah, that's sad. But, you know, it's a glitch. It happens. Hey, you know, it's a dangerous job. He bought his ticket. He knew what he was getting into. There's nothing I can do about it. I wasn't there. I didn't shoot him. I didn't know anything. I didn't hear about it until I heard about it on the news. Holder said he had hoped to have the guidelines done by the hearing, but there was a glitch towards the end. Though he didn't go into specifics. Of course he wouldn't go into specifics. First of all, he doesn't know the specifics, but the specifics are he's doing some kind of illegal activity, and he doesn't want to give up. He doesn't want to give it up. He's not going to spill the beans. He'd go to jail. So would the president. So would just a lot of people. I will say that in spite of the fact that they are not yet issued, we are working under them as if they were in place. And we are also looking for people for the board that we are putting together as part of the review process. Okay, that right there, the review process. Okay, the process, that's code for doing absolutely not a goddamn thing. It's process. We're working on it. And they're putting together a team, a board. Well, they're trying to find the people they're investigating very, they're vetting them very, very heavily. Finding out, making sure that they are on the, well, they're on the right side. You know what I mean? Wink, wink. Holder was referring to two new bodies within the DOJ. Yes, we need more government. We don't have enough. You don't need two more bodies within the DOJ. Do your goddamn job. You don't need any more bodies. You have enough bodies that would assist the Attorney General when it comes to investigating the media. So he's got two more Gestapo units out there now, commando squadrons, goon squads. Whatever the hell you want to call them. They're all the same. Two new bodies within the DOJ. So they can assist the Attorney General. Yeah. One would be a media review committee. Another committee. We don't have enough committees that will assess the impact of the department's new media policies. The second is the media dialogue group. the Media Dialogue Group. Now, that to me, I haven't read on, but that to me right there, the dialogue group is the, well, those are the spin doctors, the guys sitting around, let's write the dialogue, let's write the talking points down here, and we'll tell you what to think and what to say. That way we're all on the same page. That way we can blame Republicans and make us look good. The second is the Media Dialogue Group, involving outsiders who would assist the department periodically to review how the reforms are being implemented. Yeah. The committee is expected to have their first meeting in February. The review of the policy came after controversy last year over criminal leak investigations that included seizure of records, associated press phone calls, and a search of an email account of Fox News reporter James Rosen. These are just two new goon squads that they have created, and that is it. All in the name of making it look like we're never going to do this again. Really? Well, they won't, but they'll direct other people to do it. There's a lot of agencies out there now, a lot of government agencies. Damn near all of them carry guns and have arresting authority. Well, to me, I don't buy the EPA should have legitimate arresting authority. They make recommendations. They get a clipboard and a test tube. They do not get a gun. They make recommendations. They do not make policy. Oh, my God, we have gone overboard. All right, we better open up my treasure chest here so we can see if we can strike any booty today. I doubt it. Oh, here we are. Valerie Jarrett orders companies to start hiring or else. We talked about that earlier. I sneaked into my treasure chest this morning on a couple of things. But what's this? Hobby Lobby may close all 500-plus stores in 41 states. You ever seen this? The Hobby Lobby? It's a big craft place. Started out in the guy's garage, man, with a $600 loan. Turned it into 500-plus stores in 41 states. Has to shut the doors because he's very religious and doesn't want to pay for abortion. Doesn't believe in it. So now he's got to close up shop because he won't pay for abortion. Which, look, you want to scrape your vagina and have your baby pulled out piece by piece, and if it's still living, get a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck until it's dead. You pay for that son of a bitch on your own pocket. You want to find an insurance company that will pay for that? That's between you and the insurance company. But if the insurance company doesn't want to offer it, they don't have to. You cannot make abortion mandatory. That's exactly what they've done with this health care. That seems to be its main focus. It doesn't seem to be about health care, because if it was about health care, well, first of all, the 50 million that were supposed to be uninsured would be insured. We wouldn't have 91.5 million people out of work and now out of insurance. We wouldn't have the other 6 million that have been canceled because of this, just strictly because of that. Counting all the people that lost their jobs. When you lose your job, you lose your health insurance. I'm sorry. It's just how it works. So there's a lot more than 6 million people that have lost their health care. All in the name of abortion. I mean, it just seems like the Democrats, they talk about peace and love, but they just can't wait to kill people. Kill you by abortions? I mean, they just can't wait to go out and just kill a baby. I don't understand why that's so damn important. They want to kill you and kill your. If they don't kill your baby by an abortion, they're going to kill it by a mercury-laden goddamn light bulb. What is so important about killing babies? I don't understand. You got the Black Panthers out there talking about killing cracker babies. You got the EPA talking about killing all babies. No matter what color they are, hell, if you're a baby, got to kill you. Here's a light bulb. Crash it. Break it. There you go. Woman files suit against employer who fired her just hours after getting diagnosed with cancer. Imagine that. That's just a horrible story. I did read a little bit of that today. That's just ridiculous. It's going to be a lot more of this. Companies are going to be doing this. It's wrong. They shouldn't. But they are. This is what this stuff brings. This is what your socialism brings. This is what your progressivism brings. This is progressive. Really. The self-queen of America wants $10 from you to save Obamacare. Well, I'd donate 10 bucks to help repeal it. Why would she send out an email asking for donations to save Obamacare? Why don't you talk to the company that built the website? Yeah, you know, all those companies that were involved in that cost the taxpayers, what, $677 million to build one website? Yeah, why don't you see if they can, well, return that money to the American taxpayer? Yeah, because, well, they didn't do their job, and they shouldn't have got paid. Why would Obamacare need to have $10? How do you fix it? How do you save Obamacare by donating money? Well, because there is no more money left, so they can't pay for it. See, that's what it is. So this is like extra voluntary tax. That's all this is. She can't legally tax you because, well, she doesn't have a pen. She can certainly type up an email and ask for donations. Why don't you give some of that money out of your own pocket there to save Obamacare if you're in such need of money? I'm sure you've got a couple of bucks there, Queen. Mayor that accused Chris Christie of withholding funds recently now is accused of perjury. I'm sure you've heard about that. I mean, this story just will not go away. I'm just sick. I mean, this is schoolyard childish BS. I mean, God damn. Are these people adults? Are these people adults in government? Is anybody an adult in government? I don't care what it is, state, federal, local, whatever. Do they allow adults to be leaders anymore? Jesus Christ. Grow up. I'm sick of all these stupid little games. Iran can now build and deliver nukes, U.S. intelligence reports. You think? Now it's news. Now, because they put it in the frickin' papers. Come on. They put it in the friggin' headline. So now, oh, now it's revolutionary. Oh, look at this. It's all these things because they put it in the newspaper. They put it in the headlines. This isn't new. Tehran has capacity to break out to bomb if it wishes. Intelligence Chief James Clapper tells the Senate, but would be, detected if it tried to do so. Well, maybe, maybe not. Who's to say you couldn't put that, well, weapon on a certain truck or something, or train or plane or something, fly it into, you know. Look, if they've got the bomb, they can figure out a way, well, to explode it where they want to. The problem is they never should have been able to get a bomb. But this president didn't. No. Come on in. Go ahead. we'll lift the sanctions. That way you can get all the supplies and everything you need to build your little bomb. We'll leave you alone. Congressman calls Obama the socialist dictator on the House floor. This is kind of funny, actually. Republican Texas Representative Randy Weber tweeted from the We have to get rid of this tweet. We need to stop tweeting. Texas Representative Randy Weber tweeted from the House floor that President Obama is a, in quotation, so this is exactly what he tweeted, socialist dictator while waiting for the State of the Union to begin. Now, this is the real quote. This is, in quotations, this is exactly what he tweeted. On floor of House, waiting, there's no G, on Commandant-in-Chief, the socialist dictator, who's been feeding U.S. a line, L-I-N-E, or is it, in other little quotations, A/lying, L-Y-I-N-G. See what he did there? Dictator who's been feeding U.S. a line, or is it a lying? You see what he did there? Yeah, kind of cute, kind of funny. Baha, hee, hee, ho, ho. Why is this friggin' nose? Whatever. It's funny. It's true. Sanitation department promises to fully haul away piles of garbage from the Upper East Side. Well, see, he's still pissed off at the rich, even though he's rich. And he stands to become really rich when he gets rid of all the horse and carriages. He gets rid of that business. How is that promoting the general welfare when people are just willy-nilly getting rid of businesses? All occupation. I mean, the whole industry, just getting rid of industries left and right so you can move in with what? And he stands to make lots of money while he, gets rid of a lot of jobs in an industry, a tourist industry. People love it. It's a staple of New York. They're horses. Horses have always been in New York. There's nothing wrong with having horses in New York City. People love it. I love it. But, see, the mayor's got to make a lot of money. He's got to get rid of the horses. Well, because it's mistreatment of animals, they say. What a crock. It's so you can make millions of dollars. This guy's a creep. Why are you people in New York? Don't you pay attention to anything before you vote for it? Jesus Christ, man. Then again, if we've got, let's get into this right now. Before we start with the very beginning, let's get into this. This is from pjmedia.com. I don't know who the hell they are. A photo has surfaced of President Sotoro's brother, Malik Obama, wearing kafaya, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a scarf. It looks like a scarf to me, whatever you want to call it. Me, layman's term, it's a scarf, but they call it a whatever. I can't pronounce it. Priests wear them, pastors wear them, religious people, they wear the big scarves, over the robes, whatever. Well, they got writings on them, and they got different symbols, and they've got, different stuff. Well, this is President Pro Tempore's brother, Barry Sotoro, whatever his name is, Malik Obama. He's wearing one of these scarves, declaring that Muslims will destroy Israel. Malik Obama is Barack Obama's half-brother, but he is close enough to the president to have been the best man at Barack and Michelle's wedding. I thought they didn't hardly know each other. Wasn't he just one of those brothers on the block? I never really paid attention to him. I hardly knew him. He has also visited the White House and is president of Barack H. Obama Foundation. Hey, so it's a kawinky thing. I hardly know him. I never talked to him. I don't even know what he looks like. See him on the street. Who's that? I don't know. The Barack H. Obama Foundation was fast-tracked to IRS tax-exempt status. Imagine, remember that? Remember when his little foundation just, boom, got that status right away, boom! At the same time that the IRS was abusing numerous Tea Party and conservative groups. Well, see, while those groups' tax-exempt applications were taking 2 years and mountains of paperwork, and invasive queries about their memberships and activities, the Barack H. Obama Foundation won its status in just 30 days. That status was backdated 38 months, which is against the law. The scarf is a Hamas scarf. Hamas is a... See, they call it a scarf, too. Good, I wasn't being ignorant. Hamas is a designated terrorist group, according to the U.S. State Department, anyway. At least that's what we thought. And it has held that status since 1997. Oh. The text on the scarf that the president's brother is wearing in the 2010 photo, and I've seen the photo, and I've seen the close-up. It says, in quotations, which means it's exactly what's on that scarf, "Jerusalem is ours. We are coming." It also includes a map of Palestine that reads, again in quotations, "From the river to the sea." Valerie Jarrett orders companies to start hiring or else. Way underreported by the mainstream media was a recent phone call de facto President Valerie Jarrett made personally to a number of very large corporations days before Barack Obama's State of the Union speech. The gist of that call was either you start hiring workers now, whether you need them or not, or the administration might just have to take another look at your business practices, you know, IRS, SEC, NSA, FBI. They can do whatever the hell they want to, these people. First of all, why is Valerie Jarrett even doing this anyway? You're an advisor. Sit down and shut up. And why is she an advisor? Why would she be an advisor? Advisor to what? This is the White House scrambling to improve poll numbers. Yeah, dude. Overall perception of the administration prior to the all-important 2014 midterms. That's all that stupid speech was about either. Trying to claim this goddamn bogus war on women crap again, bringing that up because he's losing women. And that's pretty much who voted for him. He's doing anything and everything he can to drum up his so-called base. People aren't buying it. And what the hell was it? I mean, that speech was just my cat. I don't know what the hell was with that speech. My hands are still chewed up. I don't know if it was really the speech or not, but my cat was wigging out and president was speaking and I'm trying to listen to this and calm my cat down. She's freaking out. I finally get her calm, but I got a big old scratch on my nose. My hands are all chewed up, my arms. She's calm now, but there was nothing. There was no point. Why waste the American people's time with this? Nobody watched it either. It was like one of the lowest rated ones. I had to watch the stupid thing because I had to do it. It was ridiculous. They know that this midterm election goes as badly for them as current projections suggest. The age of Obama agenda is over. Well, I'm not really so sure. There's too many things that are in place that this Republican House of Representatives won't do anything to really stop. Yeah, okay, you're doing this, you're doing that. But you're not really doing enough to really stop it. I'm sorry, but Republicans are not working hard enough. You got the American people on your back, man. You got the American people on your side. We're there. We want you to fight, but you're not. You got to make a bigger stink. You got to step on a few more toes. You got to poke a few more people in the eyes. Slap a few people across the mouth. Stand up, damn it. You have to do it responsibly. But you got to put an end to this stuff. And when you had a perfect opportunity, when the Democrats in the Senate and the administration are the ones who shut the government down, not the Republicans. But the Republicans had an opportunity to hold the line. And when the American people seen that this Obamacare just exploded, which was primarily the reason for holding up the government, the American people would have been on your side, and you would have maybe been able to get at least it repealed for at least a year or two until they figure it out. But did you? No. You dropped trowel and you surrendered. For what? A multi-gazillion dollar goddamn pork sandwich, Mr. McConnell? Oh, I didn't know that was in there. How can you say you didn't know it was in there? Why did you pass? How did you? You're surrendering and you don't know what you're surrendering to? You're just signing this surrender agreement? Sight unseen? And you really expect to keep your job? I mean, the arrogance of these politicians, and they get away with it. They can be arrogant. And it is arrogant to go out there and do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Screw as many people as you want to screw. And keep getting away with it. So why shouldn't you be arrogant? Simple psychology. Everybody's going to turn arrogant. Well, this is our job. We got to keep not only them honest, but we got to keep ourselves honest. We have to follow this Constitution, too. It's not just for the government. It's not just for the law enforcement. It is for the citizens as well. And we must hold our leaders accountable to it. Otherwise, the document means absolutely nothing. Barack Obama's investors don't wish to see that happen. They want to keep that Obama agenda alive. Yes, we can. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. Explains why the most powerful figure in the Obama White House made an implied threat disguised as a personal call to business executives, reminding them of their commitment to start hiring workers. This reminder will then be followed by a White House event to publicize how effective the president is proving in getting America moving again. Yeah, well, we're moving, but we're moving backward. We're not moving forward, but we're moving, and we're moving quick. Coercion. Threats, lies, and deception. It is the Obama way. After decades working within the Mercury, you blind, damn it. Well, it's this light that's coming in here. No, it's not my eyes. No, it's the computer's fault. It's not my eyes going. No. See, just fine. After decades working within the murky political underbelly of the nation's capital, hard-living D.C. political, Frank Bennington finds himself out of a job, recovering from a heart attack, and wondering what the hell he's supposed to do next.
Well,
then a phone call from a long-ago acquaintance gives Frank an opportunity to use his particular brand of talents and insights to reveal a cover-up with global implications. It is a scandal involving powerful and influential figures who wish for the truth to remain hidden and the lie to continue to be perpetrated, for it is a lie worth trillions of dollars to those who control its message. And Frank Bennington's new world of private investigators, dead men tell no truths. And that is exactly what his enemies hope to make of him. Yeah. So now, just to make sure that Obama gets the right numbers, people have to just hire. Well, how do you do that? Well, again, more part-timers, and those full-timers are now going to be more part-timers. Just to make the numbers look good. Just so they can much easierly lie to you. And you people are buying it. I can't believe there are people that are still buying it. But the people that, even the people that don't buy it, still are accepting it. Namely, the media. And they're out there reporting it. Oh, yeah, these are the numbers. They're great, wonderful. Even though they do know for a fact that it's bogus. But they keep, well, reporting the same thing over and over again to make the king look good. I guess, do they get, well, they don't want to rock the boat. Brian Williams? You think NBC is not afraid to fire Brian Williams if he would be critical of a Democratic president? You know, damn good and Skippy, they'll find a way. Oh, they'll find something. He's corrupt this, did that. Oh, yeah, he's having an affair. He's an alcoholic. He's this, whatever. They'd find something. And they would ruin him. They don't care. They don't care who you are. If you go against them in any way, man, they'll get rid of you. But they believe in peace and love. They don't believe in killing. But they'll destroy your life. They'll destroy your livelihood. They'll destroy your opportunity to make a living. But they believe in peace and love.
Jesus Christ.
Hobby Lobby may close all 500 stores in 41 states. All because they don't want to provide abortion. This is a letter. God, I'm freaking dying here. I can't see. I can't speak. But I'm here. I'm moving. When my family, this is a letter by David Green. He's the founder, a CEO of Hobby Lobby Stores. I don't know if you've seen him or not. But they're a big craft shop. They're kind of like, you know, Michael's or this or that. You know, it's craft. He started in his house with a $600 bank loan. He's making miniature picture frames working out of his garage. And he got a retail store, and then he went up to this. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire, and this guy's got 500 locations in 41 states. We're Christians, and we run our business on a Christian principles, he says. I've always said that the first two goals of our business are, one, to run our business in harmony with God's laws, and two, to focus on people more than money. And that's what we've tried to do. So here this guy, for whatever reason, has his beliefs, how he got to that belief, whether he's a reborn Christian or he's always been a Christian or not, it really doesn't matter. This guy's run his business now for how many years? I don't know. It doesn't say. 40 years. 40 years he's run his business this way, and it's built it from the ground up. But because he's religious, he believes in a certain way, which I'm pretty sure we have a the First Amendment is still in the Constitution. Yep, there it is. There it is. Still there. It's not followed, but it's still there. So they have their beliefs. And religious beliefs are very important to a lot of people on planet Earth. Every country, there's people that are very religious. Okay, fine. You have to respect it. You don't have to believe in it. You can believe in something completely different. Your spirituality can be completely different than theirs. So? But they believe in the sanctity of life. And if you look, I'm not religious, but I do believe in the sanctity of life. Why do you have to be super religious to believe in the sanctity of life? I don't understand that. Life is life. How could you not believe in life? How can you not respect it? Well, I don't know. There are people that way. I don't know. I don't know how to get to that point. I don't want to get to that point. People believe in the sanctity of life, but because they believe in the sanctity of life and they do not believe in abortion, which I don't believe in abortion and I'm not religious. Just because you don't believe in what the government tells you that you must believe, they've mandated that you believe in abortion. All these health care plans that they've got, the gold, the silver, the bronze, the copper, the lead, the mercury. It's all about abortion. Well, if people don't believe in abortion, it shouldn't matter whether you're religious or not. You don't believe in abortion, you don't believe in abortion, you shouldn't have to. Just because you're not in some goddamn organization, some group, some club, some gang, whatever term you want to call it. But because you're not in some government-recognized group, but these guys are. They're very religious, but they don't fall under it because they're not a religious business. But what difference does it make? If you don't believe in abortion, you don't believe in abortion. It has nothing to do with religion. There's a lot of religions that don't believe in abortion. All the Christians, the Jews? I don't think Muslims are big fans of abortions. Unless the child would be an infidel, which in which case they would just simply stone the mother. So now because this man and woman who started this business, because they refused to provide abortion care to their employees, they're going to now have to give up their business what they work for. I wouldn't give up. They'd be fined. What is it? I think it's $1.3 million per day in government fines if they refuse to comply. Imagine that. $1.3 million per day if they do not comply with providing abortion care to their employees. That's not an overreach. That's not going a little too far with your power. Really? How is that freedom? Don't you still have the right to believe in what you want to believe? Whether somebody believes in what you believe or not, hey, you can't ever get two people to believe in the same goddamn thing. Come on! Look, if you want abortion care, you're going to have to go out and pay for it on your own. You want to go through Obamacare, then go through it. But I'm not going to give it to you because I don't believe in it. You believe in it? You want it? Well, then go pay for it. My God. Why is abortion so important to these liberals? I just can't figure it out. I just don't get it. The self-appointed queen of America now wants $10 from you so they can save Obamacare, so they can give more abortions. They're not giving enough abortions. We need more abortions. Abort, abort, abort. Michelle Obama, the queen, would like you to dig deep and help save her husband's health care system. Well, it's not his system. He's not in it. Yesterday, she sent out a fundraising email asking folks to give $10 to help Democrats. See, the problem is, Democrats are, they're out of money. They're not very good with money. We've discussed that a million times. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. They know it. Well, the Republicans right now have all the coin. Personally, I think we need to be using it. And now is the time. Look, when your opponent is down, that's the time to kick them. Because that's when they're the most vulnerable, and that's when it hurts the worst. And that's when you can overtake and you can win. I don't mean to have a paint a violent picture. I'm not trying to paint that. I'm being metaphorical. But it is true. When you want to, when your opponent is down, you kick them. And you kick them hard. That's what we need to do. The Democrats are down. They don't have the money to fight back. This is, again, this is the time to fight, Mr. King. We've got the opportunity. How many more opportunities do we have to give these Republicans to stand up and fight, for Christ's sakes? Mr. Boehner, God damn it. Can you get out of the tanny booth, put your cigarette out, wipe your freaking tears? Come on, kid. Come on. This is the time to fight, man. Reince Priebus. Every single goddamn station should be flooded with Republican attack ads. Attack, 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 attack. And we don't have to attack by embellishing anything. All we have to simply do is tell the truth. We don't have to make anything up. The truth is always much more dramatic. Take Billy the Kid, for instance. I've done a lot of research on Billy the Kid. I've forgotten a lot of it, but everything you see on TV and in the movies, nothing. I loved Young Guns, but it wasn't, you know, there was, they had a couple of points here and there, but that was about it. There's no reason to embellish Billy the Kid. I don't know why they do. The real story of Billy the Kid is very dramatic. You don't have to change anything. There's enough drama just in the truth of Billy the Kid, and it's a much better story than what you see in the movies and on TV. A much better story. Read. The Last Ride, I can't remember his name, who wrote it. But so far, that's been one of the best ones that I've read. There's a couple of details that he missed, the author missed. A couple of them I kind of knew, but there's still a couple of questions, you know, that once you get deep into it. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. But it's called The Longest Ride or The Last Ride. I can't remember. But look it up in your library if you can't. You're not going to find it at a bookstore, but, you know, maybe you might. But look, go to your library. I think it's The Longest. I think it's The Last Ride. Whatever. Longest Ride, Last Ride, whatever. But I've read it a couple of times. It's a good book. The point is, you don't have to embellish. All we have to do is simply tell the truth. We're going to win just by the truth. Imagine that. We can win the Senate by telling the goddamn truth. And you know what happens when you tell the truth? Oh, my God, it's just this huge weight comes off your shoulders. You are now alive. Your eyes are open. You can see. You can hear. You can feel. You can taste. You can breathe. It is invigorating. You are alive. It's refreshing. It feels great. You have energy. But when you hide and tell the truth and make things up, blame videos and vast right-wing conspiracies and the Tea Party, well, you just feel bogged down. You know, you feel constipated. All that crap just keeps piling up inside of you, and it won't get out. Do I really have to read this stupid letter? This is of the Queenie. Michelle Obama, or Michelle Satoru, I would imagine is probably her real name. When they moved back to Indonesia after... Anyway, she writes, "Friend, earlier this month, because of what you did, it became illegal for insurance companies to discriminate against the up to 129 million Americans living with pre-existing conditions." Kind of like that lady that just a few hours after she was diagnosed with cancer, the doctor sent it over to her employer saying she's going to need some time off. She's going to need, got surgeries in this. So they call her in and force her to sign this resignation. But the bottom line is, well, they fired her. Is that what you mean, huh? And once you get fired, then you don't have a job, you don't have insurance because you don't have any money to pay for the insurance. Is that what you mean, Queenie, huh? So insurance companies can't discriminate? That's right, the insurance companies. They can't discriminate, but the company you work for can. See, she didn't say that in the letter. "Young Americans are able to stay on their parents' health care plans as they get on their feet." Maybe that's why none of the young'uns are in Obamacare. They're still on their parents' plans. "And we can now know that our insurance companies won't put lifetime caps on our coverage." You should be so proud of that. That happened because of you organized. You talked to your friends and neighbors, and you chipped in what you could, when you could, to reflect or to elect Barack and a Congress who supported his agenda. Today, I'm asking you to do it again. So before Barack gives his State of the Union address tomorrow, chip in $10 or more and help protect Obamacare. Thank you so much, Michelle. What do you mean protect Obamacare? Oh, that's right. Democrats are going to lose the Senate, and they're afraid that once the Republicans take over, they'll repeal Obamacare. Well, I'd like to think that. I'm hopeful that might happen. And I say might because I really don't trust the leadership in our Republican Party right now. The elder statesmen, if you will. The old salts that have been there collecting dust, decomposing before our very eyes. Guys are older than petrified dirt. "Woman files suit against employer who fired her hours after cancer diagnosis." Okay, this goes right afterwards. That's good. It's a good segue. Chicago. Uh-oh. Isn't that the community that her husband organized?
Yeah.
And his old chief of staff, his old partner in crime there, Rahm Emanuel? Which his brother, who still thinks to this day that Fox News underfunded Obamacare, and that's why it didn't work. They spent $677 million on one website and had 3 years to do it and several companies to work on it, and Fox News underfunded it. Yeah. The day Alyssa Madonia learned she had cancer, she thought things couldn't get any worse. But I got to get this story in. There's a couple of things we'll get to tomorrow. But this one's important. This is the kind of crap you hate to hear, man. But this is what you're going to see a lot more of, unfortunately. That's why I'm talking about it. You're going to see a lot more of this. This is going to be commonplace. This is going to soon be a non-news story. This is going to be, well, that's the way it is, you know. Well, nothing I can do about it. Oh, well. It's the Republicans. It's the Tea Party. You know, it's them. They hate. The rich aren't taxed enough. She says just a few hours after a doctor told her employer she would need some time off for cancer treatments and surgery, they fired her. CBS 2's Dana Kozlov, wonder if she's Russian, tells us why she's fighting back. These are in quotation, so Miss Madonia actually said this. I've been fighting for my life. That's right. Thing Alyssa Madonia didn't think she'd have to fight for after her cancer diagnosis was her four-year job at property management company S37. Well, she was wrong. Not only I'm being hit with a disease, but I have cancer. Now you have to take away my job from me. Madonia's ordeal began last October, right after doctors told her she had stage 3 esophageal cancer. Doctors sent her employees letters about her illness and her possible need for significant time off for chemo, radiation, surgery, whatnot. 2 hours after getting that letter, Madonia says her boss called her into the office, suggested she resign, and offered to pay 6 months of COBRA if she resigned or if she signed a resignation or separation letter. Then they terminated her. How do you do that? I mean, look, I'm an a-hole. I got, I'm first to admit it. I mean, I think I'm a nice a-hole. Meaning, I would never do that. I could not do that. I wouldn't have enough in me to do that, unless I hated them. But I don't hate people. So I don't think I could ever do that. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. Here, sign this. I will pay 6 months of your COBRA. I guess that's her health care system or something. I don't even know how to respond to some of this stuff. You know, I mean, what's the answer to this? Well, I'll tell you what the goddamn answer is. The government is forcing these companies to do this stuff. This is what's going to happen. Everybody's going to get squeezed. It's a cutthroat, you know, blame your neighbor. Stab your neighbor in the back before he stabs you. This whole cutthroat, this mentality, this mindset, this culture that we have. This is what needs to be fixed. This is what we're going to get more of. We used to be, we're still a very, when people are down, we're the first to come to the rescue. It's just the way we are. That's embedded in us. But why we are purposely going out and destroying our own people, for what? I don't know. I just don't understand it. And speaking of which, there is a bill. It's called H.R. 645. I'm just starting to do some research on that. When I have some real good information, I'm going to talk about it. But if you want to do a little research on your own, I found out some stuff. I could talk about it, but I want to get into it a little bit more deeper when we get into it. But it has to do with everything that's going on in our government now, this complete and total government takeover. And they're taking over everything behind. You don't know it. You have no idea what is in place, not in planning stages. I mean, Agenda 21, Agenda 21 is almost like irrelevant compared to this other stuff that's happening. Yeah, I'm not saying Agenda 21 is not sustainable development. I'm not saying it's not relevant. It is. But there's other bigger stuff. FEMA concentration camps. There's things out there that are just simply not making sense. Well, not making sense to people like you and me. People don't know this stuff. And when they hit you with it, you have no idea what hit you. The next thing you know, you're stuck here, stuck there, stuck wherever they put you, and you can't get out. I'm tired of being afraid of my government. I'm tired of living in fear. This is America. We're the land of the free. We're the home of the brave, not the coward. We stand up to terrorism. We stand up to our own government. We have that constitutional right to protest our government against the grievances we have against said government. That's not only our right. That is our responsibility. That is our duty. That's our job. Us following the Constitution. If we do not stand up and protest this government for its violations of our Constitution, when I say our, I mean theirs and ours. Government, law enforcement, citizens, everybody. If we do not stand up and protest our government and demand that they follow this document, we are not following this document. We are actually in more violation of this document than they are. This is our duty. This is our responsibility. So now these people, you get cancer, so you got pre-existing. Well, the insurance company won't discriminate against you, but your employer will. So who did you really insure with this, Mr. Satoro? Huh? Who's benefiting from Obamacare? Anybody? Class? Anyone? Bueller? Somebody? Hello? Yeah, exactly. All right, we got to start turning this ship back to port here real quick. We've only got a couple of minutes. I won't be able to get into that mayor. What's her name? What is her name now? Dawn something. Dawn Zimmer. Oh, look at that. Dawn Zimmer. Not the, the Yankee bench coach, but I don't know who this lady is. I don't know all these stupid mayors. I don't go to New Jersey all that often. I don't know who these stupid mayors are. But I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of these little, Chris Christie games, these mayors and governors fighting like little high school kids. I mean, and all of government, they're all babies. They're not concerned with anything other than themselves. How do they look? How much money they're about to make? Will they win a re-election or not? And that Wendy Davis there in Texas, I mean, she just gives up her whole family just so she can have a career. Well, careers are nice, but you know what? People are a lot nicer, especially when they're your family. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't think this chick has a chance now. I mean, I hope not. But they are doing everything they can to turn Texas blue. There is a big, 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 giant push to turn Texas blue. Why Republicans aren't trying to go out and turn other states red, I don't know. I don't know. But Texas had better not turn. Texas turns blue, forget it. Crossing the Rubicon right there. That's it. We can't have that. That's going to get ugly. Texas turns blue. So in any event, we're fast approaching the dock here. We're going to be moored in just a couple of seconds. So thank you very much for listening today. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Goodbye.